Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara on the Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, today is Valentine's Day, and the world is awash in red hearts and cute stuffed animals and flowers and greeting cards. Next to Christmas, this is the highest card-giving day of the year. It's also the second day of Lent, which for observing Christians could be a conflict. It's a tricky day for those of us who've given up sweet treats, that's for sure. But one of the interesting exceptions to the Lenten discipline rule is that we can actually have our treats on saints' days and every Sunday in Lent. So we can have our ice cream or piece of cake, and it's not considered cheating. This came in very handy when I was a theological student. We tended to transfer all kinds of saints' days in Lent when the cafeteria was serving something especially delicious. Now, I know that people have varying views about Valentine's Day. I think it depends on what age and stage of life you're in. All around the continent, there are little school kids exchanging Valentines in their classes. Remember that? That used to be a terrifying day because you may not get as many Valentines as you gave out. And I remember it being a day of surprises. Someone that you never suspected might have a crush on you. Or you may find that your special Valentine may not return your affections. So much stress for a few cinnamon hearts. For those who have a romantic relationship, it can be a wonderful celebration of love. But for those who are without a significant other or feeling the loss of someone they love, it can be a very tough day. There's a lot of pressure around February 14th. I remember the first Valentine's Day after my marriage ended as a very tearful day, a day of grief. I was acutely aware of the absence of that soulmate, the one that I thought was my soulmate, in my life. It was a lonely and sad day. And I know there are a lot of people who see the hearts and flowers and feel that grief rising once more. But you know, the day is what you make of it. You can see it as purely a romantic day, or you can broaden it to be a celebration of love in all of its essence. You may not have a partner, but you certainly have close friends and family who love you and whom you love. I think we should simply rename it Love Day. Some brilliant person has crowned this week Random Acts of Kindness Week, and I very much like that. It takes the pressure off the romantic and puts the emphasis on being kind and good to one another, and we can all support that. We can buy a bouquet of carnations and pass them out to strangers on the street. When we're going through the drive-through, we can pay for the coffee of the people behind us. We can send a note to someone expressing how much they mean to us. There are a thousand little things we can do to brighten someone else's day. Sometimes just a smile, a genuine smile at a stranger in the street can change their life, change their day. This, to me, is the most important focus of our everyday life, to treat one another the way we would like to be treated, the golden rule. Whether it's getting a box of candy from that special beloved person in your life or receiving a kind act from a stranger, it reminds us of the deeper truths, that life is really good, that we are loved, and that we're worthy of blessings and happiness, and that there really is generosity in the world. If we could live like this every day, celebrating love in all of its expression, then the world would be a different place. And you know what? Today is a perfect day to begin. This afternoon I'll be doing a renewal of vows for a couple named Romeo and Johanna and blessing a little chapel. And I will look for ways to create a wave of love everywhere I go. Let's have a prayer to set us on our way. Gracious God, in whom we live and move and have our being, as you are the source of everything good, everything loving, everything holy, work in us that we may show with our lives your love that animates, inspires, and motivates our actions and words. On this day when love is celebrated, we give thanks for all the people in our lives who love us and whom we love. We give thanks for their support, for the blessings they bring to us. Surround them with your light and your love, and bless them this day. We remember all those who are not able to appreciate love, those whose hearts are closed because of bitterness, anger, hurt, or lack of trust. We ask that your angels minister to them, bringing to them healing, peace, and a new appreciation of the goodness that is around them. We pray for those who are lonely and alone, those who are grieving. May the light of your love bring them comfort and consolation, and may your angels bring to them caring and loving assistance. And we ask that we come to a fuller appreciation of your love for us, that we may know healing, assurance, answered prayer, and spiritual benefits as we connect ever deeper with your loving presence. And we ask that you send your angels to fill this whole earth with your divine light and grace, melting every hardened heart, clearing the scales from the eyes of those whose hearts and minds are consumed by anger, greed, avarice, and lack of compassion. May we be the instruments of your peace, your truth, your holy love, and by our faith in you, may we shine your light everywhere we go. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today on this Connection Point. I hope that you have a wonderful Valentine's Day and that you give and receive love everywhere you go. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb saying,